the growing use of technology. Getting started. Introduction. Time magazine called the Gutenberg printing press the most significant invention of the last millennium because it allowed for the mass production of written information. Books were reproduced by the thousands, delivering information to the masses. The internet and smart devices have made access to information easy and immediate to everyone connected by a device. Smartphones have redefined communication. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and text messaging connect people across the globe so they can participate in real-time conversations with numerous people simultaneously. The speed at which news travels from primary sources to the world is instantaneous. Lately, fewer people are accessing the internet, primarily on their smartphones at home. However, the Pew Research Center recently reported that 15% of all US adults access the internet via smartphone only and do not have a separate home internet connection. These statistics are significant because they reflect how easy it is for consumers to access information with their mobile devices to make informed purchasing decisions. This information-driven consumerism has spawned new opportunities for individuals to provide opinions about products and services through various avenues. Instead of reaching out to manufacturers and service providers for information, consumers read each other's reviews on Yelp and Facebook. By the time a homeowner reaches out to a real estate professional, the homeowner may already have read dozens of reviews provided by those who have enlisted the agent. We can see how the general buying public utilizes their smartphones and apps to research services. But how can a real estate agent use this to their advantage? One of the most powerful marketing materials is already at most agents' disposal. Smartphones have many of the capabilities necessary for agents to start their online marketing campaigns right away. Current smartphones come equipped with high-quality cameras that will enable you to post still shots and video on social media and upload pictures to the MLS. Your phone also keeps you connected to your customers, clients, and colleagues. You can download apps to schedule and remind you of appointments and help with time management, write and respond to email, and perform any number of other functions just with your phone. You can also use your phone to keep up with the day-to-day operations of your business. Smartphone tips for agents. Mobility continues to be the trend with both real estate agents and agencies. A smartphone is a necessary investment that can make an agent's professional life much easier. Whether you are an iPhone or an Android person, there are some constants you must consider. Buy the best smartphone that you can afford and make sure it has a good camera. Many smartphones have high-quality cameras that will enable you to take professional-looking snaps and videos of properties. Technology can be quite an investment, so before you go out and spend big money on expensive ticket items like smartphones, check around with different data providers and research the plans they offer. Several providers offer plans for consumers to trade in their older phones for new ones so they will always have the latest version. Always ensure the battery is charged. Never miss a lead because of a dead battery. Get the right data plan. Some wireless providers have limits on the amount of data you can send and receive. Make sure that you are not on a data plan that is too strictly limited for your business needs. Ask your clients if they would like to communicate with you via text. That way, you can text them updates that they will see immediately. Download a CRM app. Most CRMs offer an app version of their software that is compatible with other apps. You can sync your calendar and never miss a meeting. Post to social media. Keep your followers up to date on what you're doing. If you're holding an open house, let everyone know. Your followers can share your posts with their followers, and so forth. Always get your clients' approval to include photos and videos of their properties before posting. Is one device enough? Most agents have a smartphone, a tablet, and a laptop. Each device has a different purpose and function, though an agent could use the Zip Form app on a smartphone or tablet to write a real estate contract. The difficulty in reading the font size and scrolling around to get to the blanks prohibits efficiency. The lesson, use the right tool for the job. Apple and Samsung continue to slug it out in the never-ending battle for the smartphone market. Product and technology development is fast-paced. With so many products available, agents should choose a product that suits their budget and usage demands. Tablets have helped mobile agents tremendously. Just like computers, tablets vary by storage capacity and processing speeds. Choose a tablet by the amount and type of use demands. Many fantastic tablets on the market could replace the need for a laptop. The issue of screen size when assessing what device or devices an agent needs is important. Many sales agents present photos or documents to their clients and customers, and a larger screen makes for a bigger, better, more impressive presentation. Websites and apps. Helpful sites and apps. How does a brokerage reach potential clients through the internet? Moz is an SEO, search engine optimization, toolset that helps businesses improve their search visibility and site rankings on the internet. It is an all-in-one SEO toolset, so there is no need for an SEO writer. Moz also offers Moz Local, which allows you to improve your local search performance, strengthening your local marketing power. Nearly 70% of US adults have a Facebook account, so why not use Facebook to market? Facebook Live videos are very much on trend and are easy to post. As an agent, you should always have a smart device. You can easily film a short video from your device while in the field and then post it to Facebook. Agents do not need any specialized technical knowledge to reach an audience with whom you can share your video over and over, so it will keep working for you even after you have moved on to posting other videos. Sometimes buyers have trouble visualizing how to make a space work for them. They might not be able to figure out how to arrange furniture in a house that you are showing them. Though many agents work with home stages, this can often be expensive and time-consuming. Now there is Roomy, a 3D virtual design tool. Roomy offers virtual staging teams who manage the design process so that the brokers and agents can focus on closing the deal. Many brokers already utilize similar software to post virtually staged photos of their listings on the MLS and other sites like Realtor.com. That way, potential buyers can see decorating options. Virtual reality and interactive 3D experiences are no longer a science fiction fantasy. They are reality. A virtual reality tool for the real estate industry is Matterport. Matterport is a marketing tool that allows real estate agents to bring their listings to life in 3D. Agents can leverage this technology to separate themselves from other agents in the market who merely post gallery images and 360-degree panoramas of their listings. Agents using Matterport capture their listings, creating 3D virtual showcases that are just like being there. Viewers can walk through a property from anywhere in the world. No specialized training is required, and most properties take around 1 hour to capture. There is an initial investment in the 360-degree camera and a web application for smart devices. Matterport is another example of how technology changes real estate by enhancing the home buying experience and creating buyer engagement. AdWorks is a website that can help real estate professionals create awareness for their prospects by advertising to their database on websites, mobile apps, and Facebook. Brokers can utilize AdWorks to recruit agents for their firms and teams. Agents can use AdWorks to promote their brand to potential clients, follow prospects online, and target local people in the market who can use their services. Agents can target ads right down to the zip code. Sync is a real estate platform that advertises better leads, higher conversion rates, and faster growth for real estate teams. Sync offers products and mobile solutions like Sync Agent, Open Houses, and Etta Homes to help agents capture prospects' contact information and manage leads. To-do lists are a necessary evil for every busy agent. Throughout an agent's education and training, he or she will hear the phrase, "write it down," innumerable times. Now, agents can leverage technology by utilizing Get It Done. Get It Done is a task manager that users can access via a web browser or smart device. Users can prioritize and can set up reminders to complete certain tasks. Busy brokers can even delegate tasks to assistants and team members through the app, which will automatically appear in the assistant's inbox. The app is available for iPhone and Android and supports Google Calendar, Apple iCal, and other calendar apps. Commercial real estate agents have many resources available to them as well. LoopNet is the real tour.com of the commercial market, connecting commercial agents and clients. Agents can search for and post properties for sale and lease and advertise their services on the site. LoopNet also provides a downloadable app with access to commercial listings anywhere, anytime. CoStar functions like a residential MLS, connecting commercial agents with brokerages, owners, lenders, property managers, appraisers, and investors. Agents have access to data and tools through the site and can use the site to pull information for market research. Buyers can track millions of commercial listings through the site. Commercial brokerages should be utilizing this technology to grow their business and increase their sales revenue. LandWatch is the site where consumers and agents can search for raw land. LandWatch has become a popular site for retirement age Americans searching for land near areas of interest, such as lakes, beaches, mountains, or recreational areas. LandWatch is also helpful for finding hunting land, farm and ranch land, and timberland. Other apps and websites that real estate agents should consider: Mortgage Calculator, your local MLS app. In many metropolitan areas, the local MLS has developed exceptional tablet and phone apps. If these are not available, then consider using the Realtor.com app. Some real estate agencies have developed their own apps or internet pass-through. NetSheet Calculator for your sellers. Many title companies have apps for this. DocuSign, Curb Hero. Photo editing software like Snapseed, so you can take photos of your community and push out through Instagram, X, and Facebook. Stay safe with technology. Meeting strangers to show them an empty house has always been a risky business for real estate agents. Luckily, technology has made it a little easier for agents to stay safe today. Noonlight, formerly SafeTrek, is a personal safety app for your smartphone. If you find yourself in a dangerous situation, press the emergency button and the app can pinpoint you based upon your device's GPS. The app will notify the local police of your emergency and location. Glimpse is an app that allows you to share your location in real time. You decide who sees your location and for how long. If you are feeling uneasy about meeting with a particular customer, you can share your location with a colleague so that he or she will know where you are until you are ready to turn off their access. Safe Showings allows agents to set a timer for meetings at a particular location. If the timer expires and you do not respond, the app will text your selected emergency contacts. Real Safe Agent lets you record details about suspicious customers. This app also uses the buddy system to let you pick a colleague or friend to be notified if you feel threatened. You can even use drop-in alerts to have a fellow agent to drop in on you if you feel unsafe. Many other mobile apps are available to individuals concerned with their safety. Several of these apps have subscription fees, but special pricing and discounts may be available for brokers. Check the app store on your device for availability and pricing. Social media. What is social media? Using social media is fun, and it is an excellent way to stay in contact with old friends, past and present clients, and people who share similar interests. Activity on social media. Sites happens in real time. Users make posts and receive immediate feedback, creating the opportunity for conversations. Social media is a great way to make new contacts. Most social traffic happens on popular social media sites: Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, YouTube, and most recently, TikTok. Each of these sites has a different focus and purpose. Facebook. Today, Facebook is still the largest social media platform in the world. Facebook's daily active users, DAUs, number over 1.5 billion. Their monthly active users, MAUs, are nearly 2.5 billion. Many of these users access the social network, giant, from their mobile devices. People access their Facebook accounts multiple times per day, looking for opportunities to interact with friends. Facebook and other social media platforms serve as a means of human interaction and communication. Real estate agents and other marketers who spend all their Facebook time sending out advertisements are missing the main point of Facebook. Facebook is a communication channel, not a marketing channel. To prove this, watch posts by friends. Which posts get more likes and comments? The posts talking about upcoming open houses and new listings, or the posts that share an authentic moment of life? When posting on Facebook, consider the following. Be personal, not all business. Be you, be authentic. Act like you would at a dinner party. Don't be the talker, be the listener. It's not about selling a house, it's about making a relationship. Using Facebook to create and foster relationships is a great way to find new clients and maintain previous ones. To do this successfully, agents have to be intentional about what they post. They have to create a plan that helps develop relationships between themselves and their friends. Before using Facebook for business, create a posting plan to build an online persona and develop the desired relationships. Ask, "What do my friends and followers need from me, the real estate specialist?" Instagram. Instagram, also known as Insta or even the Gram, is one of the most popular platforms with the younger generations, supplanting social media mainstay X, formerly Twitter, in recent years. Everyone who's anyone in the world of influencers, bloggers, and vloggers is active on Instagram. Business owners who want to appeal to the millennials and Gen Z cannot ignore the power of the Gram. The social networking app began in 2010 as a platform to connect people through video and photo sharing. The app quickly grew in popularity due to its filter features that allow users to edit their photos, employing different photographic effects. The result? Professional-looking photos and videos that individuals and businesses can use to build their brands. Social media experts insist that the best way to use filters in Instagram is not to overdo it and be consistent. Just because you can oversaturate a photo's color palette does not mean that you should. Oversaturation often produces harsh results. Instead, choose a filter that is appealing and reflective of your brand. Once you have decided on your favorite filter, use it consistently. X, formerly Twitter. In a bid to become an app with more functionality, Twitter has changed its name to X. An X account and profile are created much the same way a Facebook account is created. Instead of having friends, X has followers. The difference being that X profiles do not require acceptance or permission to follow someone. To use X successfully for real estate, brainstorm a list of the influencers in a community or sphere that are of interest. Follow them and begin to comment on their tweets when appropriate. Search for Facebook friends and other friends on X and follow them as well. Not everyone who uses Facebook posts on X and vice versa. Brainstorm a list of interesting topics and start tweeting. Do not forget to share from Facebook on X. Grab the URL to a Facebook post and post it on X. How to kill it on X? Know the rules of the road. It's okay to acknowledge someone using the at symbol. Half of all posts should start with the at symbol. Starting with the at symbol makes the post only visible to the person. The at symbol makes the post visible to all while recognizing the person. Reposting is flattering. Adding a comment can amplify the post. Brevity is the soul of wit. 280 characters is the current limit. Don't post and run. Create a conversation by replying and responding. The pound symbol makes a topic searchable. It's a highlighter. It filters keywords. Don't overuse the pound symbol. This isn't Instagram. Post more about others than yourself. Drive traffic to a blog or Facebook discussions. Use advanced search options with X's search filters. YouTube. Media giant, YouTube has been consistently in the top 10 social media platforms for years. People of all ages and walks of life visit the Google-owned site regularly to watch and share videos with the world. Due to its popularity, it is no surprise that influencers and marketing gurus utilize YouTube to get their message out. Real estate agents use YouTube in several ways. Some agents place property videos and virtual tours on YouTube, while others make how-to and market information videos. Some agents have videos about their communities. Some agents use YouTube for client testimonials. Video needs to be a part of an agent's marketing plan. The COVID-19 pandemic created a wrinkle in the home showing process due to restrictions on non-essential travel and public gatherings. YouTube provided agents with a platform for posting video walkthroughs of listings. By posting their videos on YouTube and YouTube Live, agents have extended their marketing reach to encompass a much wider audience. While many states were on lockdown, real estate agents could still market digitally and conduct business virtually. LinkedIn. LinkedIn can be the forgotten social media site. LinkedIn is the professional social media platform. It is a vital piece in a well-rounded social media platform. LinkedIn allows users to set up a profile that may include background information, job history, skills, interests, organizations, education, congratulate your connections who have new jobs and promotions, search new connections, update your profile, write recommendations, endorse others' skills. Spend the time to thoughtfully fill out as much information as possible to create a profile. Often, users set up their profiles with job descriptions and skills, and then infrequently or never return. Instead, check and update LinkedIn regularly. Once a week or every other week is enough. Some agents link their X, formerly Twitter, and Facebook business pages to their LinkedIn account. Please consider the content of X posts before including this on a LinkedIn account. TikTok. TikTok burst onto the social media scene in 2016 as yet another video sharing app. The app quickly became famous for users' short videos of themselves doing hip-hop dances and lip-syncing to popular music. Initially popular with young people, TikTok is now responsible for many videos going viral and has surpassed the 1 billion mark for videos viewed per day. The message here is clear. With so many people engaging with videos from TikTok, it has become an excellent platform to share your brand and market to a global audience. Like most social media platforms, marketers have learned how to harness the app's power to reach the worldwide market and engage with consumers, creating traffic to their sites. Don't be afraid to use TikTok to show properties in a new light, especially when targeting a younger demographic. Other social media sites of interest. As you can see by the statistics, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn are still reaching the general public in a big way. However, there are some up-and-coming as well as some well-established social media sites that have gained a large user base, just waiting to be exposed to your content. Snapchat. Snapchat is a social media mobile app, originally accessed only from a smartphone or tablet, that allows users to send photos or short videos to their friends. In this way, Snapchat is not too dissimilar from other social media outlets. What distinguishes Snapchat from social media sites like Instagram and X is that the videos and photos you share with others will only exist for a few seconds before they disappear like a ghost, the logo for Snapchat. Though Snapchat is somewhat controversial for this very reason, it is wildly popular, especially with millennials, and is a great way to create marketing buzz. Major media outlets like CNN, ESPN, and People magazine have partnered with Snapchat to create original content made available especially for Snapchat users. Reddit. Though not as popular as Facebook and Instagram, Reddit does have a substantial amount of daily active users and is recognized as being the fourth most visited website in the United States, number 9 worldwide. Reddit users, can share, discuss, and even vote on all posts made on the site. Reddit users share links and text on a bulletin board, type system that other users can comment on. All Reddit posts are categorized into subreddits by topic, making information easy to find. If you can think about it, then it probably has its own subreddit. There's even a subreddit for real estate. Buyers, sellers, investors, landlords, lenders, and agents can all come together in the subreddit to read, share, and comment on what they find there. Pinterest. Pinterest is a popular social media platform that allows users to pin different media to their personal boards. Pinned media can include photos, links to websites, articles, or commentary via blog or video. Pinterest users can view each other's boards, creating an interesting method for sharing ideas. Users can share everything from interior decorating and landscaping ideas to information on reputable vendors in the industry. Users can search interests easily by keyword, topic, or theme, so your information can reach an interested consumer in various ways. The role of social media in real estate. The answer, marketing. The latest generations to watch are the millennials and Generation Z. In 2021, millennials fall between 25 and 40 years old. They are the largest adult generation of consumers on the planet. In this country alone, there are over 70 million millennials. That is a staggering amount of spending power for one generation. All companies need to be aware of how best to attract millennials to their products and services. Millennials are the largest adult demographic of customers due to their sheer volume of numbers. Keep in mind that they have money. It is up to you to get them to spend it. The millennial generation is unique because it was the first generation to grow up with technology, such as computers and cell phones, as part of everyday life. No strangers to the internet and social media, millennials do not shy away from sharing their opinions about you and your company's practices with the whole world. The big question is, how do you market to millennials? Using social media hotspots. Since millennials are tech dependent, checking their smartphones several times a day and relying on social media and the internet for news and world events, sales agents need to have a prominent online presence to reach them. Advertising on television or in local newspapers and print publications is not enough for this hard-to-hit market. Marketing and interacting on social media, hotspots like X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook is better for reaching this segment of society than television or print media. Good social media management is the best way to communicate with millennials and consistently give them what they want. Whether you manage your own or employ a social media manager, the key is to interact with the millennial market through social media. Readily accessible sites. Millennials are mobile and are accustomed to accessing information at lightning quick speeds. Agents who want to target the millennial market must have websites. Mobile devices can access easily. Many millennials do not have desktop computers and surf the net on their tablets and smartphones. Websites that are not optimized for mobile viewing will turn off the average viewer, who will move on to another agent's site that will load more quickly. Online marketing across generations. Online marketing translates across generations. Just as millennials and Generation Z respond to social media marketing, so do baby boomers and Generation X. Once the largest generation, the baby boomers' numbers are slipping. However, they still have much spending power in this country, with many looking to purchase luxury residences to live out their retirement years. Sales agents who want to target the baby boomer market must understand that, while baby boomers use social media, they use it differently and less frequently than the younger generations. Live streaming. Video on YouTube has proven so successful in getting and holding consumers' attention that many popular social media networks offer live streaming to their users. Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, and Instagram, among others, now allow users to live stream so friends can follow and comment on in real time. Facebook Live touts itself as a fun, powerful way to connect with followers, and it is. Live videos have proven to be more engaging for followers than merely posting text or images. Viewers can interact with and react to live broadcasts while they are happening. You can even respond to viewers' comments live, creating a whole new world of interaction. Facebook recommends that you let your friends and followers know when you will be broadcasting so that they know when to tune in. Ask them to subscribe to live notifications so they will receive notifications when you go live. Don't forget to thank your viewers for watching since they are dedicating their time to your content. The culture of social media. How to approach social media. Tackling social media marketing can be daunting for many entrepreneurs, especially if social media is not a natural part of their everyday lives. If you are not exploring it, you definitely should be. Click the cards below and take a look at the links in each one to see just how important social media has become to the general public today. Facebook statistics, X statistics, LinkedIn statistics, Facebook business. Learn what works. Each social media site has its own posting parameters and culture, so you cannot necessarily use the same approach on every site. It's like going into Starbucks and ordering a small coffee. Anyone who frequents Starbucks regularly knows that a small coffee is called a tall in Starbucks jargon. You are friends with someone on Facebook, but a follower on X. You repost on Facebook and X. Spend some time learning the culture of the sites that you use so it looks like you know what you are doing. Unless you have endless hours in the day or a social media coordinator to constantly update all of your social media platforms, choose two or three that you will work consistently and then actually be consistent. You can use an online social media marketing management tool with a dashboard interface like Hootsuite to schedule posts to multiple social media networks, so you do not feel overwhelmed keeping up with them all by yourself. Some agents feel like they are losing business if they do not post to every social media site, but are they really losing out? Evaluate the traffic you get from social media. Use analytics to track traffic and return on investment, ROI. Hootsuite offers real-time analytics so you can measure how your social media campaign is working for you. Google Analytics is also a popular measurement tool that will allow you to evaluate how your social media content is working for or against you. Social media do's and don'ts. Know what to do and what not to do. There are several rules by which social media marketers should abide when posting for business. DO. Announce on social media that you are in real estate. Use your social media contacts to expand your sphere of influence. If you have 236 Facebook friends, then that is 236 members of your sphere of influence, and they all need to know that you can help them with all of their house buying needs. Post pictures and videos of your listings to engage your followers. You never know. Someone in your sphere of influence may know someone looking for a property in your market area. Ensure that your pictures are high quality, even if they are from a smartphone. Low quality pictures are not professional. Post links to your blog, website, and brokerage's website. You want to get your content out to as many people as possible. Friends or followers may repost or retweet and share your content. If you blog, provide a link to your latest blog post. Be consistent. Congratulate buyers and sellers on closings. Post a congratulatory message on your client's social media pages when they close. This practice shows your followers that you appreciate your clients and successfully help people achieve their dreams of owning a home. Post pictures and videos from events you attend. Whether it is for a charity event or a business seminar, post a picture of you looking your best. It will get your image out there in people's news feeds and show that you are socially conscious by volunteering or participating in local events. If you post pictures of yourself at seminars or educational events, then it will project the image that you take your education very seriously and are learning everything that you can about the business. Post testimonials from satisfied clients. Testimonials are free advertising. Do not pass up the opportunity to capitalize on that. You can post direct quotes or a short video of the testimonial. Post awards received and designations and certifications earned. It is not bragging. It is a fact. Your accomplishments deserve a like and a share. Respond to comments positively, even if they are negative. Do not engage in a war of words with a hater. It is not worth it. You are a professional, not a reality show diva. Potential clients will appreciate your positivity. Post facts and figures about the market, especially if they are positive. If they are negative, you may need to put some positive spin on them. Post information about open houses that you will be hosting or attending. It is a good idea to let people know when you will be at a property that they can either view or recommend to a friend for viewing. Don't. Brag about yourself. Arrogance is a big turnoff for most, so remain humble and express your gratitude through congratulatory house closing posts and shout-outs for business referrals. Rant. No one wants to hear how badly your broker is treating you. Keep it positive. It is the law of attraction. What you put out, you get back. Positivity breeds positivity. Negativity breeds negativity. Which would you rather project to your friends or followers? Market your services constantly. Remember the 80-20 rule? Post by it. You do not want to be that one person at the cocktail party whom everyone avoids because you always talk business at people. People can still avoid you on social media for the same reason by hiding your posts, blocking you, or unfriending, unfollowing you. Lie or mislead. If you post another agent's recent sale to generate interest in your target market, do not take responsibility for it. Lying could also get you in trouble with your broker and the other agents in your office. Buyers and sellers will not sign contracts with untrustworthy people. Be too personal. Many professionals live dual social media. Lives one business, the other personal. Keep the super private information for your personal page. You should not use provocative language or photographs on your business profile. You want to be known for your professionalism and sales experience, not for your smoldering stare. Be inconsistent. Remember, marketing equals consistency. The same formula applies to social media marketing. You want to remain in the public consciousness. Your friends and followers should never think to themselves, "Whatever happened to so-and-so?" They should know where you are and what you are doing. Real estate. Be too wordy. Choose your words wisely. Too much text is a turnoff, and 9 out of 10 people will not finish reading it. Beg for likes and reposts or retweets. You want to get the word about your services out to as many people, prospective buyers and sellers, as possible, and social media is an excellent platform for that. However, pestering people for likes and reposts comes off like begging. That is not the image that you want to project. You are good enough, professional enough, and people want you. Ignore tracking social media, ROI. You need to know where your business is coming from, and social media is just one outlet you should be tapping into. Businesses, both big and small, utilize some form of analytics software to track their marketing efforts. It is one thing to put the word out there. It is another thing entirely to know if it is working for you. Before getting all fired up and posting like mad on social media, remember that sharing listings on your social networks is considered advertising by the Texas Real Estate Commission. TREC Enforcement Division will view ads to ensure that they are compliant and not misleading. Agents must comply with all advertising regulations, both state and federal. They must not post deceptive or misleading advertising. Always include the name of your sponsoring brokerage. All social media networking should be ethical, and if you are a realtor, should comply with the NAR Code of Ethics. Make sure that you provide links or images of all statutory disclosures.